Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. We've got a brand new adult learner for a Tuesday morning. We have Harry Taylor. Morning, Harry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I think you're very well.
Now, is this the first time we've ever been on the radio?
No, I've done this sort of thing before, yes.
When was that? Where was that?
At in Brighton, in a place called St John's.
Oh, right, okay. So you're a bit of an old pro then. So you're here, you're an adult learner coming in, and we've had our chat this morning about what we want to do, what we want to achieve in the next between 6 and 10 weeks. Mm. And we've come up with the idea of a podcast.
Yep.
Tell me about your podcast. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be writing about King Henry VIII, Queen Victoria. What was the other ones now?
The Tudors.
The Tudors, that's one, yes.
And there was another name, wasn't there? Tudors and the Stuarts.
No, not the Tudors, the War of the Roses and
right.
The Stuarts. Yes,
okay.
That's four.
Because you love your history, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You're also going to do something on Carisbrook Castle as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it because I don't think anybody has ever done a history podcast before. So we're going to learn lots from your podcast.
Good.
So over the next couple of weeks, you are going to be... You've already written one for this week. You're going to go and voice it in a minute. Mm. So you're going to write it.
Yes.
Voice it.
Yep.
Produce it.
Yeah.
Podcast it.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to do over the coming weeks. You're going to learn how to do. Brilliant. Okay. Tell me a little bit more about you. You love music, don't you?
I do.
What sort of music do you like?
I'm old school.
Old school.
Yes.
I'm loving old school. Go on, tell us.
I like, just covering that period, 50s to 80s, that time frame. So ABBA, Earth, Wind and Fire, along those lines. Mm.
ABBA and Earth, Wind and Fire, brilliant.
Well, yeah, along those lines, yes.
What's your favourite songs from ABBA? Which are the ones that... Because I know that... I love Does Your Mother Know?
Yes.
Because I think it's got a fantastic beat to it.
I like the one Under Attack, and there's one on the radio which I enjoyed this morning. I can't think what it was called now.
Under Attack, that was one of the later hits, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then they split up, sadly.
Yeah,
and they had a new album come out a couple of years ago, which was rather good.
That was I think that was 1981. Under Attack.
You love One Foot in the Grave.
Yes.
What else? What other TV comedies do you love watching?
Oh gosh, TV comedies. One Foot in the Grave.
One Foot in the Grave. Only.
Only
Fools and Horses.
Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
That's another one. Yes, that's quite funny.
All right. What's your favourite episode of Only Fools and Horses? Lots of people say the same one.
I like the one where they go in the woods in this hut and there's this mad prisoner on the loose. That was quite a good one.
Oh, that one?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say the Beano de Margate when they all went
No.
Oh, that one. Where they go what's fishing or poaching, as Grandad said. No, Rodney, it's called poaching. And he plays a make-believe game of snooker with somebody, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And tries to make a few quid, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, we're going to find out a little bit more about you over the coming week. So obviously you're going to stick around for a little bit longer. But we're off out in the green room now because you've got a podcast to record.
Yes.
And this week's podcast, just remind me what it is.
King Henry VIII.
Just tell me roughly King Henry VIII. Go on, just outline. He's the one that had how many wives?
Six.
And didn't he do something religious-wise which changed the course of history?
He set up the Church of England with that, yes.
Yeah. Did a lot, didn't he?
Yes.
All of that in 90 seconds. I look forward to hearing it. Thank you, Harry. We'll speak again in a wee while.